Hi, Gone Wild Audio. I'm back for another round of hysterical literature, but this time I won't be doing it alone.
Yes, since I love hysterical literature, I thought it would be fun to have a front row seat. And then I thought it would be even more fun to be the front row seat. So, instead of using a vibrator, Lena is going to straddle my face, and I'm going to use my mouth to distract her while she reads. So with that in mind, I'm going to lie down and let her straddle my face so we can get this show on the road.
Yay! All set down there? So today, I will be reading from The Lady's Book of Etiquette and Manual of Politeness, a complete handbook for the use of the lady in polite society, by Florence Hartley, published first in 1860. All right. Introduction. He's just diving right in. In preparing a book of etiquette for ladies, I would lay down as the first rule, do unto others as you would others should do unto you. You can never be rude if you bear the rule always in mind for what lady likes to be treated rudely. True Christian politeness will always be the result of an unselfish regard for the feelings of others, and though you may err in the ceremonious points of etiquette, you will never be impolite. Politeness, founded upon such a rule, becomes the expression in graceful manner of social virtues. The spirit of politeness consists in a certain attention to forms and ceremonies, which are meant both to please others and ourselves, and to make others pleased with us. A still clearer definition may be given by saying that politeness is the goodness of heart put into daily practice. There can be no true politeness without kindness, purity, singleness of heart, and sensibility. Many believe that politeness is but a mask worn in the world to conceal bad passions and impulses, and to make a show of possessing virtues not really existing in the heart. Thus, that politeness is merely hypocrisy and dissimulation. Do not believe this. Be certain that those who profess such a doctrine are practicing themselves the deceit they can... Oh, God! Where did I leave off? Practicing themselves the deceit they condemn so much. Such people scout politeness because, to truly be a lady, one must carry the principles into every circumstance of life, into the family circle, the most intimate friendship, and never forget to extend the gentle courtesies of life to everyone. This they may find too much trouble, and so deride the idea of being polite and call it deceitfulness. Oh, fuck. True politeness is the language of a good heart, and those possessing that heart will never, under any circumstances, be rude. They may not enter a crowded saloon gracefully. They may be entirely ignorant of the forms of good society. They may be awkward at table, ungrammatical in speech. But they will never be heard speaking so as to wound the feelings of another. They will never be seen making others uncomfortable by seeking solely for their own personal convenience. He just spanked me. That's not fair. They will always endeavor to set everyone around them at ease. They will be self-sacrificing, friendly, unselfish, truly in word and deed, polite. Oh, God. Oh. Give to such a woman the knowledge of the forms and customs of society. Teach her how best to show the gentle courtesies of life, and you have a lady created by God, only indebted for the outward polish to the world. It is true that society demands this same unselfishness and courtesy, but when there is no heart in the work, the time is frittered away on the mere ceremonies, forms of etiquette, and customs of society. And this politeness seeks only its own ends, to be known as courteous, spoken of as ladylike, and not beloved as unselfish and womanly. Etiquette exists in some form and all. No, okay, I give up. I can't read anymore. I'm just gonna go. Oh, God. Still going. Quite make it all the way through the introduction. Well done. That was insanely distracting.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Come here.
I got you all messy.
You taste so fucking good.
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I'm going to pat myself on the back here. I do taste kind of good. Oh, God, that was a long introduction. I still had 2 pages left. Well, they're not exactly known in the mid-1800s for being brief in writing. This is a fun text, though. I might come back for this on my own for some of the chapters if they prove funny. Because, I mean, the first one is about the art of conversation. And, you know, that we all need a little polish on our conversation, don't you think?
Indubitably.
Well, Gone Wild Audio, I hope you enjoyed our little romp through the Ladies' Book of Etiquette.
I hope you all learned a thing or two about how to be polite.
I should say so. Be polite. Go down on your lady friends.
It's just good manners, goddammit.
All right, everyone. Mwah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Hope you had fun, too.
Bye.
Bye.